Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gary Johnston, who's Director of Marketing Communications with Invista, who has the Stainmaster brand. Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. I want to talk to you about the consumer advertising program that you're doing with Pet Protect. I've seen it on HGTV. But before we get into that, let's do a little background, if you don't mind. Gary, I know you have been associated with the Stainmaster brand name, I think, since its very beginning. So how many years has that been?
Well, the Stainmaster brand was launched back in 1986, so we're going on 27, 28 years since we put that brand into the market.
And how many years were you with DuPont?
Well, if you take all those years and add them up, it's coming on 35 years.
Yeah, just for a little background, most people know that Stainmaster was launched in 86. Tom McAndrews had convinced several of the executives at DuPont up in Wilmington that they needed to build this brand. It's a classic marketing story because it's that whole pull strategy similar to the Intel Inside type of marketing strategy. And tens of millions of dollars were spent back when there were only three television stations. There was that little redheaded kid, I believe, called Ricky that was pulling a fire truck and dumped his parents' food on the carpet, right?
That's right. We had five or six television commercials that we did using little Ricky, and he was kind of a little icon right back there in the beginning of the Stainmaster brand.
And even today, when anybody, because we do some as well, when anybody does any consumer research and they ask for unaided recall of the leading brand in the flooring industry, Stainmaster continues to be number one, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, which really says a lot for the initial years of implanting the brand in the mind of the shopper. Even in your aided recall, as far as people being aware of the brand, we're still well over 90% of consumers recognize the name. In fact, we even go a little deeper than just recognition. We talk about brand commitment and willingness to buy and those kinds of things, and it's still number one.
And you and I both know, because we both have marketing communications backgrounds, that you have to continue to build on that. The whole trick is to make sure you're in the mind of the consumer and that you're in the right room, which is where they put all the positive experience type things. And you're continuing to invest to have that name out there, aren't you?
Well, yes, we are. In fact, it's important to continue to invest in the brand. You just can't ride on yesterday. You've got to be proactive. Of course, today with the fragmented media exposure that you've got out there and all of the clutter that's in the marketplace with the shopper, it's almost like they're on communication overload. So you have to be a little more strategic these days in your marketing plans and your advertising plans to reach that shopper.
Talk about just a few of the details on this Pet Protect TV campaign that you're doing.
Well, Pet Protect product has turned out to be a very exciting product for us. The market has picked it up very well. We did the preliminary research on the pet market and basically found that there's more pets in households today in North America than there are children.
Mm-hmm.
And many times those pets are considered to be children. So there's a lot of passion and emotion in that category. So when we decided to tap into that pet market, where we found that the shopper loves their pets, but they don't love what the pet does in the house, so we came up with a technology that allowed us to deal with that with our new Stainmaster Pet Protect product. And so what we decided to do is we needed to tap into the emotional aspect of the pet and the pet owner. And our television campaign that we put together, we brought back a vintage pop song, I'm Sorry, basically took a view from the pet standpoint that said, I'm sorry for what I did in the house, but I really couldn't help it. And so we developed a nice little TV spot. It's been engaged very, very well. And so what we're doing now is we're trying to aggressively target that pet owner with this Stainmaster Pet Protect offering. That's why we're going into things like HGTV, because you've got the homeowner and the home remodeler there, but also looking at Animal Planet, where you've got a lot of pet lovers that are watching programs there. So you've got to find that shopper, and then once you do find them, you've got to be very persuasive, and especially in the marketplace today. I mean, you've got shoppers out there today that are debating between I want it and should I buy it. What we need to do is need to move them from I want it to I want to buy it instead of should I buy it.
You know, let me just tell you, it's well done. I don't know if you want to call out your agency that you use, but I'm telling you, it's first-class advertising. It's like the old school where you've got music involved, you've got animation, a lot of movement. After the homeowner decides to buy the carpet, you've got wagging dogs that are rolling out new rolls of carpet, and they're all excited. I mean, it's a great ad. So tell me about your demographic. Who are you trying to reach with this ad?
What it boils down to is the individual who's buying carpet today is primarily the female between the ages of 35 and 60, and that pet owner is right in there. I mean, we've done research after research after research, and every time it comes back that it's really the female who's the primary purchase decision maker when it comes to anything inside the home, and especially when it comes to carpet. And interesting enough, the things that always come back about carpet is that they love carpet because it is gritty, it's soft, and it's quiet. And then they come back and they say, I don't like carpet because it stains, it soils, it mats and crushes, and it can carry odors. And so what we tried to do with the Pet Protect product is satisfy all of those things that the shopper didn't like about carpet, and then put the emphasis on the pet because there's a strong emotional factor there around pets in the home, and it's working out to be very, very good for us. In fact, we even went back and kind of looked at some of our early commercials and the tactics that we used in those early spots with Ricky. And this new commercial, we're almost using the little dogs kind of like Ricky was in the first series of commercials, and really tapping into an emotional hook when it comes to delivering the message to the shopper.
It's well done. Even the brand name itself, Stain Master, you're accentuating the negative in the brand name itself, but you're saying you've got it under control. Just a couple other questions. I know that this is a solution-dyed carpet. It's one of the reasons it cleans up so well. You've got some partners that are manufacturing that. Who are your partners with Pet Protect?
Well, Phoenix does a real good job with their product line. They've got some nice styles that they've introduced. Dixie Home also has some nice products out there. And Shaw is, through Tuftex, is getting ready to introduce the new Pet Protect products.
And Gary, I'm sure you're probably tying this message in at point of sale as well, aren't you?
Oh, yes. There's some very exciting things that we can do at point of sale. We've got some lovable little pet icons that we make available that retailers can put on their Pet Protect rack. We've got pet footprints that they can put through the store that kind of leads the shopper to the Stainmaster Pet Protect offering. And we've got some banners and posters and those kinds of things. So we've really had a lot of fun with the Pet Protect position, and the retailers are embracing it quite well.
All right, two last questions. I know you're not going to tell me how much you're spending, but can you tell me how many millions of impressions you think you're going to make with this, and then how long is this going to run?
Well, it's interesting because what I mentioned earlier is that you've got to be kind of strategic with your media activities now.
Yeah.
And everybody has to do that, even the big companies. And so what we're doing is we roll here into September, October, and November. We're increasing our media weight so that we have a stronger exposure during this period of time. I don't have the exact media information for you that I can lay out there, but I can tell you that as we go into the fall selling season, we've got about a 25% to 30% increase in our broadcast activity, and we're also increasing our digital activity significantly. But you've got to come up with ways where you can continue to maintain your marketing power.
Right, you got to go where the eyeballs are. Okay, Gary, thanks so much for spending time with us. Again, we're talking to Gary Johnson, who's Director of Marketing Communications with Invista, about his Consumer Pet Protect advertising program. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.